Now to our final batch of stories. A benefit cheap bagged £22,000. A luxury woman's clothing store is closing after 46 years. And a city expert plays a key role in the remarkable discovery of an original Magna Carta.
A luxury women's clothing store in the city centre is closing down after nearly 50 years in business. Ginger Clothing Store in Timber Hill says it's taken the incredibly difficult decision to close its doors for good on June the 7th. Becky Kingsley, store manager, broke the news to customers in a recent social media post. She said, "It's with truly heavy hearts that after 46 unforgettable years, we have made the incredibly difficult decision to close the doors at our beautiful, beloved and historic Timber Hill home." Despite closing, Becky reassured people that its other well-known brands are still alive and well. She added, "We'll continue online with a very scaled-back offering on the women's wear side in the short term. Our menswear stores, Jonathan Trumbull and Hatters, will continue proudly on their 54-year journey and who will remain unaffected by our closure."
A bill to change the law so that Norwich Livestock Market can leave the city limits after centuries has been passed by the House of Lords. It marks a significant step towards the market moving away from its current base in Hall Road. The market has been a fixture of the city for hundreds of years, with an Act of Parliament meaning Norwich City Council has to keep it within the authority's administrative boundaries. However, both the Labour-run council and the farmers who use the market have been keen to find a way to move it to another location outside of the city. But with a law change needed for that to happen, the council brought in a parliamentary agent to table a bill in Parliament. The bill was passed by the House of Lords, having previously been scrutinised by a House of Lords select committee. Peers had to be told it would cost in the region of £3 million to revamp the current 3.2-acre site, with extensive repairs needed to bring the facility up to necessary biosecurity and animal welfare standards. The council currently leases Hall Road site from entrepreneur Graham Dacre, having sold it to him in 2010. There are restrictions on how many days it can be used as a market, and the only animals which can be sold there are sheep and cattle. The council has said that a new site has not yet been picked. However, it would need to be a minimum of 5.5 acres and located within 16 miles of the existing spot, within 3 miles of the A11, A47 and A140, and within a mile of the Northern Distributor Road. While the Lords has passed the bill, it still needs to progress through the House of Commons. Both must agree the final text of the bill before it can get royal assent and become law.
A benefits fraudster conned taxpayers out of more than £22,000 after her vegan food business was hit by the COVID lockdown. Julia Martin, who's 55, wrongly claimed more than £1,200 a month universal credit for almost 18 months after failing to reveal that she owned two properties. Norwich Magistrates Court was told the details of the self-employed chef gave when she was applying for the means-tested benefit payments had been entirely false. Nicola Lamb, prosecuting, said she claimed she didn't have any other assets, but in fact she had two properties in her name. These were not disclosed when making her claim for universal credit. In total, she received £22,654 that she was not entitled to over 77 weeks between September 2020 and March 2022. Her fraudulent claim to the Department for Work and Pensions initially came as her business cooking vegan food for private dining, weddings and outside events was halted due to pandemic restrictions. Norwich-based Purple Plum Catering eventually entered voluntary liquidation in 2022.
Furniture giant IKEA has lodged plans to move into a retail park on the city outskirts. The new store will open at the former home base site in Hall Road Retail Park after the branch reached an agreement to acquire the space. Plans were submitted to Norwich City Council outlining what the changes would be to Unit 4A. The application is for the erection of 2 internally illuminated fascia signs and 3 non-illuminated flags. In the corresponding planning statement, it says, the plans include new elevation signage on the building, including IKEA wordmarks and flags, which largely replace those already in place. Each of the proposed fascia signs are identical in their appearance and are represented of the IKEA brand yellow and blue. The proposed signs align with the overall commercial character of the site, where illuminated signage is typical and helps guide customers. The size, position, materials, colour schemes and means of illumination respect the retail characteristics of the surrounding area and the building on which they will sit.
It's one of the most famous documents in the history of the world, dating back more than 800 years and seen as crucial to paving the way for modern democracy. When King John added his seal to the Magna Carta in 1215, it helped to establish the rule of law in England and ultimately inspired the Constitution of the United States. A number of unofficial versions of the Charter survive, but now an expert from Norwich has helped establish that a copy of the Magna Carta, assumed to be an unofficial version, is actually an extraordinarily rare original from 1300. The discovery, made by leading Magna Carta experts from the University of East Anglia and King's College London, means a document owned by Harvard Law School in the USA has been confirmed as one of just 7 surviving from King Edward's 1300 issue of the Magna Carta.
Norwich's rivers are set to be invaded by pirates on a mission for cleaner waterways. Norfolk Paddle Meetup, a social paddleboarding group, is leading a protest with a twist. They'll be dressing as pirates as they take to the River Yare and River Wensum in a campaign against sewage pollution. The event, dubbed Pirates Against Poo, is part of a nationwide day of action organised by Surfers Against Sewage. The crew, led by none other than Captain Baldy, Norfolk's only verified pirate, will launch from Whitlingham Country Park in Trouse on Saturday, May the 17th. From there, the flotilla of paddleboarders, kayakers and canoers will make their way into the city, stopping at Riverside for some refreshments before paddling back. Captain Baldy, a.k.a. Darren Reeve, said, "We'll be taking to the water dressed as pirates against poo to bring a bit of fun to a serious issue, the ongoing sewage pollution in our rivers and seas. Dress like a pirate, paddle for the planet, and help us make some noise and waves for change." Surfers Against Sewage regularly organises events to highlight the environmental damage caused by untreated sewage in UK waters.
And that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There's no postage to pay, and don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number, that's 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordists, Catherine Rose and Georgia Richardson. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. And don't forget to keep listening for the May edition of Just Talk, which will now follow. So from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.